Welcome to Solutions for a Simpler Life. This is Glenda Lehman Irvin with Lehman's on the Square in Kidron, Ohio. We're glad you've joined us.
Hello, and welcome to this edition of Solutions for a Simpler Life. I'm your host, Glenda Lehman Irvin, and today we have Andrew Sakers from Detroit, Michigan. He has a very interesting background, and tell us a little bit about yourself, Andrew.
Yeah, so like you say, my name is Andrew Sakers. I am from Detroit, Michigan. And so my background is I was born and raised here and always into the city life. And I'm just like, it's not me. I love the city, don't get me wrong, but it just, I wasn't connected as much as I should be. And so I was more interested always in bugs, nature, making mud pies and all that. So anything that's connected with nature, it was all me. And I always loved to go out into the wilderness and camp and fish. And so that's just my whole background of where I'm at now. It's just all connected with nature.
Even though that you grew up in the city?
Yes.
So tell me your experience about a formal education and why you went a different direction.
Yeah, so I was actually in school for engineering. And I always liked to tinker with little stuff when I was a kid, like VCRs, recording machines, VH set. So I was just like tinkering with little stuff. And I just thought that was my passion and interest. And so I was in school for a little while. I got a little college background, but now I focus on trades. I have a trade in HVAC, welding, and what is the other one? Bricklaying. So I was a bricklayer for a while, and it just wasn't connecting, and it was always a seasonal job. So I literally turned my hobby, which was gardening, into a career, and hopefully it can be a full-time career for me soon. And so that's when I changed, and I was more comfortable with it, and I was always talking about it. I was always active on it, and that's what changed me. I was comfortable with nature and all types of farming or gardening.
So you found your niche.
Yes.
What is the name of your channel?
So the name of my channel is called City Boy Farming. And that's where I started. Like, it's like the under name, but my business name is AB Sakers Farm. So when people connect with me, they will connect with the farm. But if they're looking for help, like video wise, they will connect with my YouTube and my TikTok and my Instagram, which is City Boy Farming.
So what does your family, I don't know if you have siblings or your parents, are they excited about the homesteading simple living choice that you made, or do they think it's a little bit odd?
I say it's a little bit both. Uh-huh. They will support me no matter what. But then when it comes to like being patient and growing my own things, they'd be like, I could just go to the store, I could just do this myself. Versus with my wife, she's very supportive and she's always willing to learn and be helpful to anything I'm trying to do something new with. So it's just very exciting and it's just interesting because I can see both ends. Like people in my family just like, that's just not me. I'm more connected with the city. I like to be around grocery stores. I like to be around people that can just talk to me. I'm just a lone wolf. I like to be comfortable where I'm at. So they trying to hop on, but at the same time, it's a slow process for them to learn.
Right. At Lehman's, we talk about taking the next step on your journey to a simpler life. And so maybe they're taking smaller steps. You've kind of taken a leap on your journey. And we often mm-hmm. tell people, too, that the simpler life is not easier and it's not faster. It's simpler. Yeah. So it does take patience. Would you consider yourself a homesteader?
Yes.
And what does that mean to you?
So I literally just take the time to grow my own stuff. But not only that, I try to, even though I live in a city, I try to have that rural background area in my whole house or neighborhood, I should say. So I'm trying to actually process more things. Like, let's say, for example, as a homesteader, you don't really have all the tools that you would need to be a farmer or a gardener. So you have to make with what you have. So I was literally using my small car, hauling giant wood and planks and cattle panels, just trying to get that homesteading lifestyle going for my home. And so I'm always adapting, if that makes sense. I'm always adapting to my surrounding. And so I'm always looking for how can I be that next homesteader for my family or for my wife and my son. And so I'm always teaching them how to make bread, grow their own corn, food, wheat, raising chickens. So I have lots of chickens and turkeys right now. So I'm just experimenting with that homesteading lifestyle, because I'm actually consider a farm because I'm starting to sell little products off my land. So it's starting to switch from being in a city to homesteading to being a farmer.
And from being a hobby into a career.
Yes.
How much property do you have?
So right now it's not that big. I'm literally doing everything out of my backyard, so it's not even like a third of an acre. This is way smaller than that. Just my backyard is really long, and so I just got my own house right now, but I am looking for more land to expand on. So I'm getting there.
Right, and the whole point is that you don't have to have 10 acres or 15 acres. You're blooming where you're planted, and I think that's really cool. So, chickens, I know you love your chickens. How many do you have?
So right now I have 24 chickens.
Wow. Do you name them?
Yeah. To be honest, I tried one time naming them, and then I turned around because they all look alike and I forgot who I named.
I can
So
imagine. So, what do you do with all of those eggs?
I do have customers that are bakers, and my neighbor is a baker right now, actually, and she and a few customers buy the eggs from me, and I also keep eggs for myself.
And you mentioned turkeys also?
Yeah, so I do raise turkeys, and I do have customers that love to buy turkeys. That, for some odd reason, when you just mention homegrown turkeys, everybody go crazy for
Yeah, well, they taste
them.
better.
They just want that. Yes, that's what they love.
Sure. What is your favorite farming in the city activity?
My favorite farming in the city activity, I would say, turning scrap into something that I could use for my homestead. For instance, a jungle gym or a play skate, if somebody getting rid of, I bring it to my house, and I like, oh, my chickens would love to climb on this because they love to be on perch in tall areas. So I love taking people's junk and making it my own treasure.
And you're recycling, you're upcycling, you're keeping stuff out of the landfill. We love that. So you have a YouTube channel. Tell us how that got started and why you decided to start it.
Yes. So I was, like I said, I started in a apartment, and my apartment was very small and I had a small backyard. So I was just looking around like, wow, why is people not teaching about growing in small areas? And so I was like, maybe I should just start a YouTube channel and do it myself. And that's what I did. I started literally from my apartment, teaching people that you can use grow bags, pots, anything that you can get your hands on, you could put it in a grow bag because the air circulation in the grow bag works fantastic. And I started from there, and then people start asking me questions about like, hey, what about if you want to expand your area? Can you still pick an area like a corner or a spot that you can grow in? I was like, yeah, of course. I'm in the process of moving right now, so I was like, maybe I can teach about that too. So I started from apartment complex to owning my own house right now, and I'm still teaching about growing and farming, gardening in small areas, how to collect rainwater, how to grow your own herbs, how to maintain that spot that you have from pests and all that. So it was a learning curve for me as well. So I always tell people we in this together, so we're growing together.
Right. What are some of the questions you get from your viewers?
How do I keep squirrels out? That is the main thing. And so what I tell them is you need to buy a bird feeder and just fill it up with like corn or sunflower seeds. That will distract them from your small little garden area and keep them busy. You can always catch them in the act too, so.
Well, squirrels, yeah, like we live in the woods, and the animals around here, which we love, can be very destructive, the deer and the rabbits and the squirrels, and so there's kind of a balance there. You mentioned your wife being supportive. Are there certain projects the two of you are working on together?
So right now she's the behind the scenes person. And what that mean is if I have like something that's big or I need to record something, she will be behind the scenes holding the camera. She will be willing to drop everything she's doing to learn about how to turn, how to till some soil or anything like that. So right now we're working on obtaining more land. And so she's doing the research for me as I'm still working and doing my part-time job as farming right now. So
So you have another job right now? The farming is part-time?
yes, so I'm a floriculture for the city of Detroit. So I maintain all the flowers that the parks have. So I have to make sure they are great. They all kept together and they're ready to go.
Well, you still get to be outside and enjoy nature then. That sounds like a really good
Yes.
balance.
Yes.
What would you mentioned buying land? What would your dream property look like? Say maybe 10 years down the road. What would that look like?
So I'm hopefully I can find some land with acres in the city, which we have, but it's just a hard process to get into. But it might go or lean towards rural area. So hopefully the minimum acres that I would like is 10 acres actually. So that's why I'm looking for a nice stable homestead home with 10 acres so I can have my chickens roam around. Because that's what I let them do right now in my backyard. They just roam around.
Is the backyard fenced in?
Yes.
What are some of the biggest challenges you're facing? Obviously, you don't have a lot of land. Are there other things that someone out in the country wouldn't be facing?
Chickens being other people's property.
Hmm.
So at my fence, it is fencing in, but they learn how to forage. And so when they're done foraging in a certain spot, they look for another spot to forage in. And so what they would do would hop the fence or they would dig and crawl under the fence. And so I have to make sure that they stay on my property because my neighbors are okay with me having chickens. As long as they're getting eggs,
Yeah.
it's a balance. But they don't want them in their yard messing up their flowers or anything like that.
Sure. What advice would you have to someone living in the city that wants to homestead, even if they are an apartment?
My advice with you is to them is to make sure you plan this out before you just jump into it. Because a lot of people want to like, oh, I want to grow this, I want to grow that. We got to think about the space because we kind of get too excited. And when you get too excited, you overplan or overthink it, or you just jump into it. You don't want that. You want a nice strategic plan that will make your homestead slash business or anything pop.
Right. We often hear from people who started too big, to your point. So have a plan and start small. Like I'm assuming you started with one or two chickens and then added, you probably didn't go out and just purchase 24 chickens.
No, yeah, I actually. So when you buy chickens here in Michigan, I guess I don't know if it's anywhere else. The rule is you need to have four chickens. So I'm like, let me start with these four chickens and see if I can go from there. And that's what I did. And I was like, wow, these chickens are a handful when it comes to like transitioning from the brooder to outside because they're used to being inside or in a closed area when they're smaller. And then when you put them outside, this is a whole new world to them. So you got to actually keep an eye on them from predators, from actually crossing in your home line or into the neighbor's yard. So you just have to be more vigilant with them.
Right. Well, thank you so much for spending time with us today, and we wish you the very best of luck with your farm in the city. Thanks, Andrew.
Oh, yes, no problem.
This is Glenda Lehman Irvin with Layman's, where we stand for a simpler life. Thanks for listening. For more, visit laymans.com.